Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now, forget this, better than three decades. And straight up today, we've got plenty of combat sports, boxing, 1 week away from the light heavyweight funeral of Bernard Hopkins. Of course, the longtime middleweight champion, now recognized at 175 pounds. Of course, taking on the man I think who's the baddest dude on the planet at 175. Couldn't move up, couldn't move down, but at 175, he's king. I'm talking about undefeated Sergey Kovalev, of course, the WBO champion. Straight up, we are just a couple of days away from the WBO Congress, a convention in Las Vegas, Nevada. It begins Monday, of course, the 27th, and straight up, Pedro will be there, and all kinds of good things. Of course, Oscar De La Hoya will be in the house, so we'll talk with Oscar. We'll get an interview with Oscar this week, and we'll see what's up with Golden Boy Promotions. Of course, he is co-promoting this Sergey Kovalev-Bernard Hopkins fight with the great Kathy Duva, who I talked with her publicist yesterday, and she said that Kathy might be able to do something live tomorrow. Maybe we'll tape something during the week, but she's always a good guest, always very spontaneous. She isn't too guarded in what she has to say. Of course, she's the wife of Dan Duva, and he was the guy that invented pay-per-view. Back in 1981, he put the Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns fight, the first one, on pay-per-view TV, limited across the country for like 1995. Everybody thought he was crazy. 40 years later, it's the norm. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Dan Duva was a genius. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network. And you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, what are you waiting for? iHeartRadio and, of course, American Forces Network, live on Sirius XM Satellite Radio as well. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, neighbor, did you know LED bulbs save energy and can last for over 20 years? It's true. So stop by your neighborhood Ace to stock up and save on the best bulbs for the best price. Get dimmable LED 60-watt equivalent bulbs by Fight for just $5.99 after $2 instant savings with Ace Rewards Card. So you can save today and tomorrow. Now through October 31st at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat. Engineered to kill. One ounce paper luck based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose to death.
And I just wanted to be respected for my era. To be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five. Wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Soulful and the greatest is a true funk soldier. I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
The great Tom Bose. My daughter fell in love with him. She was like 5 years old, 4 years old. Tower of Power concert, San Jose, California. Says, is that pretty little girl with the curls in the front row? Yeah, well, that was Jacqueline Rihanna Fernandez. And Tom Bose still kicking it with the Funk Harmonic Orchestra of New York City. They're making some waves on the East Coast, and Tom is one of the most respected vocalists in the game. No question about that. Mr. R&B himself, Mr. Tom Bose. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. This segment will switch and check out the world of MMA, of course, UFC 179, just hours away. And Cain Velasquez, who I landed this exclusive interview with last week, who Cuddy and I went nuts getting this interview. We went nuts. I mean, we were like, wow, we got to get this in. So we get the interview with Cain Velasquez, the world heavyweight champion. And 36 hours later, what happens? He tears his knee apart. Actually, he stretched one of his ligaments, and he already had a bad knee. He had a torn meniscus to begin with. The guy was willing to fight November the 15th with this torn meniscus in his legs. I mean, he's a bad dude. We'll talk about that at about 35, 37 minutes past the hour. But we're talking boxing for the most part right now. Of course, I talk with the world's greatest promoter today, Mr. Don King. He was in Las Vegas, Nevada at his mansion in Las Vegas, and we talked for about 4 or 5 minutes. And Burmester Vern, of course, the WBC heavyweight title holder and the undefeated Deontay Wilder, 32-0, 32 knockouts, something like that. But 32 Scott Cuddies. 32 Pedro Fernandez. I mean, he hasn't fought anybody. Remember Malik Scott sort of laid down for him? Yeah, I mean, what were you, Malik, come on, man. That wasn't even good acting. I mean, you've got to do a better job. If you're going to get drilled in a fight, at least make it look like you got drilled, you got to at least take a punch. And Malik Scott took like these two. Come on, that punch, that was not really a knockout combination. I don't care if like King Kong was throwing those blows, okay? Deontay Wilder, talented, he can punch, he's athletic. We don't know how well he boxes because he hasn't boxed that long. Of course, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, going to go after the WBC title of the once-beaten Stavern, I think originally out of, Jamaica? And now, of course, living in, went to Canada. Now he's living in the U.S. But Don King's got him. And Don was telling me this morning that, you know, he's excited about the fight, but he can't talk about it. Pedro, I can't talk about it. I said, they're announcing everywhere that it's done. He goes, Pedro, I can't talk about it. So from the words of Don King himself, the Burmester Vern and Deontay Wilder fight is not set in stone. Although the WBC said it was, and they're the sanctioning body. So what do you say? I don't know. The wire-haired wonder may have something up his sleeve there, of course. Bottom line is, he says it's not a done deal. Everybody else says it's a done deal. We'll see what's happening. Of course, Deontay Wilder, the American hope. It's him. I mean, Brian Jennings, maybe to a lesser extent. But for the most part, you know, the American hopes of recapturing the heavyweight championship lie in the hands of Deontay Wilder. I'm not feeling too confident about that. Sergey Kovalev, 1 week away, of course, defending that WBO title and unifying, I think, with the IBF champion, Mr. Bernard Hopkins, at 175 pounds. Kovalev was in the news this week. He can do an English interview. I've tried to get Main Events to get him to do one, and they said this week that he could, and he could possibly tape something on Wednesday or Thursday in the afternoon. But when he's taping, my taping facilities and me are not available, so that's probably not going to work. But I really like to get this guy on the show, as I think he is the premier 175-pounder in the world. And, of course, as I said before, he can reign supreme at 175, but he cannot move down and he cannot move up. He cannot move down because I don't think he can lose the weight, okay? And he cannot move up because the next step up above 175 pounds is like 200 pounds. That's 25 pounds. I mean, Nathan Cleverly, the former WBO champion, once beaten out of Britain, come on, you know. He put it on. He put on 25 pounds, and look at him. He doesn't look like the same guy. Putting on 25 pounds of muscle from 175 to 200 is not easy. I mean, I remember Mackie Shillstone, that famed physical therapist or conditioning coach, whatever he was. He got together with Michael Spinks back in the day, and of course they defeated Larry Holmes for the World Heavyweight Championship. They pumped him up from like 175, 177, and he was lean and lanky at 175, real lanky. I'm talking about Michael Spinks, of course, the 1976 Olympic gold medalist. Lost only one fight in his life, and of course that was to the man Mike Tyson back in the day. Wow. It was called Once and For All. I called it Once and I'll Fall. And, of course, that was Michael Spinks falling down against the great, great Mike Tyson. And people underestimate Mike Tyson. I think Mike Tyson could have obviously competed in any era. But against the Klitschkos, I just don't know. I think those guys are just too big. And I think their jab, I think it would just like be a wrestling match. And I just don't know what happened there. I think size might prevail. Because, you know, size is everything. Size is a lot. That's why they have weight divisions. People laugh, and then they have this heavyweight division. I had Paco Valcarcel, the president of the World Boxing Organization, on the show last week, and I talked to him about maybe having another weight division between like 200 pounds and like forever. I mean, because that's the abyss. I mean, because if a guy weighed 450 pounds, he could fight. There's no weight limit. In the UFC, the world of MMA, I think the UFC in particular, they've got a 265-pound weight limit on their heavyweights. Okay, but, you know, a 400-pound heavyweight, a 300-pound heavyweight, like Valuev, of course, Valuev got beat, but Nikolai Valuev, but straight up, I just don't know. I think there should be another weight class somewhere in there, like 225, 235, something like that. I think there should be a super heavyweight weight class, and I think that should be above 235 pounds. I think the athletes are too big nowadays, and they're getting bigger. They're not going to shrink. They're not getting smaller. I mean, take a look at the Klitschkos. Take a look at the guys coming out of the amateurs. Deontay Wilder, per se, 6'7". That kid Joshua from Britain, well, he's undefeated. He's 6'7". He might be the guy. He might be the guy. Historian Ron Marshall says he's the guy. It's the guy he feels good about. We've got 11 fights. We'll talk about that maybe in another segment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. You want to drop us an email. Ring Talk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Some of the things we've been talking about at ringtalk.com, of course, is Gennady Golovkin's big win last week over Marco Antonio Rubio. But was it a big win? I mean, it was as predictable as the sun coming up tomorrow morning, wasn't it? It was. I mean, forget the odds. Whatever it was, if you bet on Golovkin, you were stealing money. Because Marco Antonio Rubio is a bum. He's a hobo. And I don't mean talent-wise. I mean, deep down in his heart-wise. I mean, the guy has, I just get the impression of being, you know, in the world of boxing, that he's a street urchin. I mean, the fact that he came in a couple of pounds overweight, didn't want to lose the weight, another one of Robert Garcia's fighters coming in overweight, I'm not cool with that. Because, see, I used to fight. And when guys used to come in a couple of 3 pounds heavy, it's sort of like, are you a coward? You don't want to fight him because he get too... No. The weight class... I mean, the weight limit was set. We signed the contract or the agreement was made that we would fight at a specific weight, mostly with me, 139 pounds. Okay. But guys would come in at 42, 43, 44 and think that they had an advantage because they didn't dry out to make 139 against me. Now, on those same day weigh-ins, they might have had an advantage. You know, we weighed in like 2 hours before the fight and things like that. They might have had an advantage. But, you know, I just think it wasn't cool. I remember one time I was like 12 or 13 years old and I was fighting at like 85, 90 pounds, somewhere around there. And some guy came in 6 pounds over. 6 pounds over. And then, you know, I saw a picture like, I don't know, a couple of years ago. Somebody said, hey, look here, here's a picture of you fighting in the Boys Club. Wow. Yeah, the guy was like light years bigger than me. Okay, and what was I doing fighting him? It just wasn't cool. If you can't make the weight, don't sign to make the fight. And if you don't make the weight, I think there should be severe penalties. I'm not talking about a $100,000 fine. I mean, no. Something should happen. Something should happen. These guys should be suspended. And I'm not talking about 6 months, because if you suspend a guy that's making big money for 6 months, he's going to be off 6 months anyway. So you're suspending him for 6 months, and he takes 3 or 4 months off, and then he trains the last 2 months, and then guess what? His suspension's up today, and he fights tomorrow. Doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't make any sense. These suspensions in the world of combat sports just don't make any sense when you look at the contracts and the fact that most of the top upper echelon guys aren't fighting that many times per year. Of course, I'm talking about Peter Quillin, the WBO 160-pound champion. Where is that guy? Hopefully I'll see him at the convention next week, and I'll ask him, where is he? He should be on the side of milk cartons. I mean, he fought twice in 2013, fought once thus far already this year, and he has nothing on the calendar, and we're like almost into November. So what's happening with Peter Quillin? Brooklyn, New York, they call him Kid Chocolate. Okay, I don't know. Undefeated, 32-0, like 21 whacks, something like that. I mean, he's a good fighter. And there's a guy that might be able to rumble with Gennady Golovkin, or might be able to box a bit with Gennady Golovkin. But when I looked at the top 15, I'll be putting this up on the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. That'll go up Monday morning. I'll put Gennady Golovkin against the top 15 of the BoxRec.com ratings, you know, the alleged computerized ratings where there's no bias involved. And they've got Jermaine Taylor at number 5. That's right. Remember Jermaine? 2000 Olympic bronze medals. Good interview back in the day from Little Rock, Arkansas. And, of course, my father was born in Little Rock, so when I had a chance to go down there and televise a fight in Little Rock for Dabella and do the HBO international feed, I mean, that was a great, great adventure for me. And I went down there, and I remember they asked me, the first thing they asked me was, Pedro, we understand your parents were, your father was born here in Little Rock, so you've got roots here in Little Rock. I said, yes, I do. He goes, well, what do you think of Little Rock? And I looked at him, I looked back at the camera, stealing a line from the late Billy Conn. I said, thank God Grandma didn't miss that greyhound. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This segment, you're inside looking to the world of boxing. Don't forget, Saturday night, Pedro and the All-Stars, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. We're talking NBA. We're talking NFL. We're talking World Series. Will the Giants choke? Will they come back? What's happening with the Giants? Didn't look all that good last night as the Kansas City bullpen just shut them down. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he can fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
27, make it 28 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network, of course, emanating from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, tentatively, we are on Sirius XM Satellite Radio on Monday nights, but they're going to change that. So the 5 p.m. Pacific Time, two-hour show on Monday nights, probably going to switch either to Sunday or Tuesday, and that will be happening in the next couple of weeks. I will keep you informed on that at the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK. Long time Don King aide. Speaking of Don King, of course, coming out of the break with two clips from the genius himself. Probably one of those, not a college educated man, but to show you how smart he is, he read, when he went to jail, he went to prison in like 1968 for murder. And it was reduced to manslaughter, and he was pardoned and all that kind of good stuff by the governor for an alleged payment. But we won't talk about that right now. But when he was in prison, when he was incarcerated, Don King read every single book in the entire library, the entire prison library. In other words, every book there was, every book. He read every book. I don't know anybody that could read every book. Cookbooks, books on women, books on psychology, books on history. I mean, you name it. That's why he's able to quote all these different, great historians and spokespersons and Greek gods and things like that. I mean, he can come up with stuff like from left field. How? Why? Because he read all those books. He's sort of self-educated. The man's an incredible genius. Anyway, his right hand for many, many years, from back in the days in Cleveland, Connie Hawkins passed away. And, of course, Don's going to try to figure out where the funeral's going to be. So he's going to be flying in there. And Don will probably be contributing financially to the funeral. Because Don and Connie were tight. Don and Connie Harper were tight. I mean, that was part of the inner sanctum of Don King Productions, along with Dana Jameson and, Carl King, who was Don's son. Not on the inner sanctum for the most part. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing. This segment, of course, MMA coming up in a little bit. UFC 179 right around the corner. Make it this hours away. Chad Mendes in a rematch, of course, with the Jose Aldo, the 145-pound world champion of MMA as far as the UFC is concerned. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But back to Gennady Golovkin, him destroying Rubio last week. Here's what's up. Rubio could have got up from that punch, okay? Didn't want to. He said, why should I take any more of a licking? It sort of looks good here. Sort of like Malik Scott. Remember Malik Scott? I talked about him sort of like not taking a dive, per se, against Deontay Wilder because there were punches thrown and punches landed. But, sort of like, breathing on a guy and having him go down. That's sort of like that was my impression of the punches that felled Malik Scott. Now, the punch that felled Marco Antonio Rubio, yeah, it was a decent punch on the side of the head. You know, it wasn't the cleanest punch that the champion, Gennady Golovkin, of course, undefeated now, 31-0, I believe, 28 KOs. It wasn't one of the cleanest punches he landed all night. It was sort of like a clumsy punch, but it landed. It did its damage. Rubio went down, was playing around with the count, and jumped up at the last minute trying to beat the count, and he was counted out. But I just don't think he wanted to beat the count that bad. Believe me, he knew he knew before. They tried everything they could. They tried to come in overweight, you know, try to get an advantage over the smaller middleweight. And he is a small middleweight at 175 pounds, at 160 pounds. Gennady Golovkin is small. I mean, physically, you put him up against other middleweights, and they're going to be bigger than him. Peter Quillin, for the most part. Yeah, Peter Quillin's a pretty good big guy at 160. I mean, not as big as Iran Barkley, who ended up fighting heavyweights. Of course, Roberto Duran, he beat Tommy Hearns. Roberto Duran lost to Tommy Hearns. Barkley beat Tommy Hearns, and then Roberto Duran beat Iran Barkley back in the day. Of course, Barkley, then a 160-pound champion, moved up to 175, won a championship there, beat Hearns again for that title, his WBA title, and then he moved up to heavyweight and fought guys like Jerry Cossia in South Africa. I mean, Iran Barkley was the biggest middleweight I've ever seen in my life. Gennady Golovkin, one of the smaller middleweights. As far as middleweight champions, I really can't think of a champion as small and as compact as the kid from Kazakhstan. But I think he's the best fighter at 160 pounds, bar none. Okay, I just don't think there's a whole lot of guys out there for him to fight. And as far as guys avoiding him are concerned, the guys may have avoided him in the past, but there's really not anybody to avoid him outside of Quillin out of Brooklyn, New York. As I said, undefeated. Maybe, you know, there's a guy from Russia. He could probably go over to Russia and fight over there. But as far as fighting big-name stars, I mean, there really isn't too many big-name stars that want to step up and fight. In fact, there aren't any. I mean, Floyd Mayweather, Golovkin's people have said they'll go to 54 and fight Mayweather. Doesn't want to do that. No part of that. Okay, Mayweather, I mean. Okay, so he's willing to do that. And as far as, you know, fighting Julio Cesar Chavez, who's a super middleweight, if not a light heavyweight or a cruiserweight, guy gets in the ring like 190 pounds after weighing in like 170, 168. That fight was supposed to happen, and it didn't happen at the last minute. Chavez's people pulled out. They, you know, they were pretty smart there because Golovkin probably would have beat him, licked him like a stamp. Okay, as well as the proposed fight with Andre Ward that Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. was talking about. When Larry Merchant said they wouldn't put him in the same town, let alone the same ring with Andre Ward. So, you know, the bottom line is, Golovkin has tried to fight these guys. He has tried to fight some of the big names. The big names really don't want to fight him. And where's he going to go? I mean, he's had a good run. It was 18 straight knockouts, I think 11 straight or 12 straight WBA title fights at 160 pounds. And I looked at the top 15, and, you know, there's nothing there that's going to really say to yourself, you know, maybe this guy's got a chance. No, they don't have a chance. None of these guys in the top 15 have a chance. None. Nunca. None of them. Never. Okay, it just ain't going to happen, not at this point in time. Okay, so why even bring in boxing judges? Because I think Golovkin is going to knock all of these guys out. I think if you lined off 15 of them up and put them in 15 different fights or 14 different fights, he's number one in the top 15. But the other 14, put them in 14 straight fights with Golovkin, Golovkin would knock out all 14 guys. There's nothing stopping him with the exception of Quillin, maybe. Quillin's a decent fighter, a decent boxer. But outside of Quillin, I just don't think anybody at 160 can even compete with him. So as far as people running from him, it ain't happening no more. But he's got to make a move. He's either got to drop or he's got to move up. And I don't think he's got the body really to do either. As far as moving to 168 pounds, he'd be fighting guys to step in the ring about 185, 190. See what's wrong with boxing? Right there. The weight classes. I mean, weighing in the day before, good Lord. I remember I weighed in against a guy named Ernie Chavez one time who spanked me. But he weighed 147 on the scale. I weighed like 140 and a half, almost 141. I was moving up in junior welterweight. Thought I couldn't make junior welterweight anymore. I thought I was so good I could just win Golden Glove Championships at 147. Not! Anyway, stepped in with Ernie Chavez in the regional Golden Glove Championships, and we weighed in on a Tuesday, and we weighed in 140, as I said, 147. When we fought on Saturday, it was 166. Huge! I mean, I remember telling my trainer, looking across the ring, saying, no, that's not him. That's the guy's brother. What do you mean? No, that's got to be his brother. He's too big. He's too darn big. And when you saw us standing side by side, this guy looked two weight classes bigger than me. As well, he was. He was 166 pounds, essentially over the middleweight limit in amateur boxing, which was 165 at the time. So he was a monster. And, of course, the monster, you know, was spitting fire, and I got burned, and I was into that. And, of course, I did not capture no regional Golden Glove championship that year. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, size matters. And, of course, we've got guys out there like Andre Ward at 168 who's a world champion, who had contractual problems with his promoter, Dan Goosen, and he just sort of disappeared. He's on the side of milk cartons. Peter Quillen's on the side of milk cartons. I mean, you know, these guys, they're wasting away their prime. They're wasting away their prime. I mean, these are guys, especially Ward. Ward has told me many, many times, I don't want to fight on and on and on and on. I want to get out. I want to have my, you know, all my marbles. I don't know. If he hasn't made it yet, and he hasn't reached that superstar plateau yet, when's it going to happen? Who will make it for him? This is the great Frankie Valli, folks, 71 or 72 years old, 71 years old now, I believe, out of New Jersey, of course, the man that brought us the Joysy Boys, but straight up, Frankie was a hit last year in concert in Sacramento, California. He is the godfather of disco in the 60s. Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie Valli on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 2 minutes, 26 seconds of round number 5. Declaring the winner by TKO, and now the new undisputed UFC Bantamweight Champion of the world, DJ Dillashaw.
That was the greatest performance I've ever seen in my life. What does that mean to you when you hear the new bantamweight champion of the world, TJ Dillashaw? What is going through your mind right now?
Oh, man, I've dreamed it for so long, and it's just, it's unbelievable, man. It's the greatest feeling in the world, and all you have to do is believe, baby. Believe you're the best in the world, and you'll get here. I've been looking up to the guy. I felt respected getting in the cage against him, you know. He's the best in the world, and that's what brought it out of me. You know, it's what brought the best out of me is because I knew I was fighting the best. I had to bring my A game to be the champion of the world, and it happened, baby. Calvers County, Angels Camp, Sacramento. I love you guys.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break. Tower of Power and War, December 20th, San Jose, California, in the San Jose Civic Auditorium. Get this. I held a knockout record there for, like, years. I knocked some clown out from San Jose. I think I knocked him out, like, I think it was, like, 13 seconds. And some guy came in from the world of MMA and, like, drilled him in even faster time. So the bottom line is whoever that Manuel Martinez, whoever that guy was back in the 80s who I drilled down there, guess what, pal? You're not part of history anymore, unfortunately, as far as Pedro's concerned, because that was sort of cool. When you hold the knockout record for an arena and there's a lot of fights there, I mean, you know, that was pretty cool. But that wasn't to be. I think it was broken both and boxing and mixed martial arts. Speaking of mixed martial arts, we're talking MMA, of course. UFC 179 just hours away. In the main event, the champion, longtime champion, hasn't lost since like Ronald Reagan was president. I mean, not that long ago, but we're pretty close. Jose Aldo. Don't call him Jose. Jose. Okay, hasn't lost, I think, since 2008. But big deal. The Renan Barrile. The aforementioned, take that back, who T.J. Dillashaw just talked about being such a great fighter, who he defeated for the world 135-pound championship. I mean, you know, he was undefeated since 2006. It doesn't matter. When you stick around in a weight too long, eventually, you know, you can't pay the price. You just can't do it. Your body just won't allow you to make that weight anymore and be strong and, you know, be yourself. It just doesn't happen. I mean, I'm sorry. It just doesn't. I mean, you know, time, Father Time moves on, your body changes, and I know. Father Time's moving on past me, so I know exactly what I'm talking about. But I see these great athletes now, and I see them competing in the cage, and, you know, and then, of course, there's still some MMA as far as the ring is concerned. And, of course, you've got Bellator MMA going Friday nights at, well, until the season ends, I think, in November, on Spike TV at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific Time. But, you know, the world of MMA is just moving on. And with Cain Velasquez being hurt, and of course me interviewing Cain last week and then him pulling up lame like 36 hours later. Actually, as I said prior, he was already injured. His knee was already injured. He was going to fight for Fabrice Werdum November 15th with a torn meniscus. And then he sort of stretched his ACL or something like that in the same knee. And they said, you know what, we're not going to do this. We're not going to risk it. And they pulled out of the fight. And of course, Mark Hunt, the Samoan knockout guy. I mean, good Lord. That's all you can say about him. Samoans knock people out. They do. That's what they do best. They don't do they don't have long careers, per se, with the exception of Junior Seau in the NFL. We know how that turned out. And as far as athletics are concerned, they tend to peak early, like 17, 18. I tell you, they peak in high school. These guys have got, like, beards at the age of 11 and 12, and they're, like, just stomping on everybody in high school football, and that's when they sort of peaked. How do I know this? Because I went to school with and I boxed with a lot of Samoan athletes, including, you know, the great Billy Tavaki and the late Ray Tavaki. Both won the Golden Gloves there in San Francisco, I believe, back in 1978 when the Golden Gloves really meant something. 78. And they two brothers that won it. Billy at 165, I think Ray at heavyweight. Ray just passed away about a month and a half ago. And, you know, Ray was a good guy. I used to see him when I used to call the fights at USF, the University of San Francisco, when I'd be the ring announcer. I'd look out in the ring, and they're sitting about the second or third row just about for every Hilltop Championship tournament out there. Was the great Ray Tavaki. But back to Samoan athletes. Mark Hunt, a guy that can go the distance, but five-minute rounds, he doesn't look like he's physically up to that. But then again, he's got all this time to prepare. Okay, he's got a decent amount of time. We're like over a month. I don't know. He can't lose 50 pounds a month. I'm not saying he needs to lose 50 pounds. But Mark Hunt will come into this fired up. He's on a bit of a roll. He's knocking guys out. And when he knocks you out, he knocks you out. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. It's either kill or be killed with Mark Hunt for the most part. So he's going to look to kill Fabrice Werdum for the interim UFC heavyweight championship. Of course, Cain Velasquez was probably back in, we'll say, April or May of 2015, and he'll he'll unify with the interim champion, be it Werdum or be it Hunt. And who do I think it'll be? I don't know. Werdum's looked really good of late. I mean, his skills are there, his hands are there, the jiu-jitsu is always working, obviously for him. Who would I pick? Him and Hunt? I don't know. Let's reserve November 15th, UFC 180 on pay-per-view without Cain Velasquez from Mexico City. Of course, that's a big emotional blow for Velasquez because he was willing to fight Werdum with the messed up knee because he wanted to fight in Mexico so bad. I mean, he really wanted to. This was something he really wanted to do. This is a guy that's very, as if you've heard the interview that I've done with him, of course, it's available at ringtalk.com. It's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, right on the front page. Or you can go to the iHeartRadio page, iHeartRadio.com. You go to the iHeartRadio page of the Sports Byline Network, or more importantly, Ring Talk. Enter Ring Talk. And you click last week's show, and guess what? Punch it up, and there you go. You can listen to any of my prior shows by going to the iHeartRadio.com website. Of course, you can listen to the show online. You listen to it via your smartphone. Of course, I have a smartphone issue, and then I'm not too smart. The phone's smarter than me. And, of course, you've got the tablet as well, iPad, whatever you have. You can take Ring Talk anywhere you go 24/7 around the world on your portable device by going to iHeartRadio.com and downloading the app and then saying, yeah, Ring Talk's my show. And they'll take this show anywhere you go. In fact, they'll even notify you when a new show pops up on the network. So we've got 3 hours of live broadcast each week, and of course we got the Saturday night show, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. Eastern time. The only network show calling scores, calling the shots, calling smack, talking smack, late night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's Sports Overnight America, weekend edition on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Myself and my co-host Zach Attack Young, and then of course we've got some Pedro's All Stars, I call them. Sky Brown will be in the house. Dominic will be in the house. Dominic's going to talk NBA. Of course, Dominic, I call him the King. So we'll just call him King Dominic. Straight up, Dominic will be with us tonight as well. So we're talking NBA, we're talking NFL, we're talking World Series, we're talking combat sports. We're going to combine that all into an hour. And if this works, and I think it will work, we're going to expand it within expand to 2 hours within a month or so. So straight up, 10 p.m. Pacific time tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, speaking of co-hosts, my co-host, of course, on the Saturday night edition of the Sports Overnight America weekend edition is Zach Attack Young. He's on the line. Now, Zach, Gennady Golovkin, pretty impressive last week. We've talked about that. Tonight, Chad Mendes and Jose Aldo again, 179, UFC 179, the rematch. You know, I watched the highlights last night, the highlights for Jose Aldo, the lowlights, of course, for the challenger, and it was that flying knee. Do you come back from something like that?
Yeah, it's hard to recover. I mean, Chad Mendes has come back pretty well from that, but I wouldn't pick him to win this fight just because Aldo is just so much more athletic, I think, than him.
What about Aldo stretching himself at the weight? I mean, we talked about that. I mean, Dave Meltzer brought that up. I brought it up with Dave Meltzer last week, and he's like the genius, the iconic writer in the world of MMA and things like that. Of course, he was covering it before it was even the MMA. World of MMA was just guys fighting. He thinks that, you know, there's a possibility these guys that stretch being at the weight too long just eventually one day don't show up.
I mean, that is a real possibility, and you see with Aldo, like, he seems to fade late in fights, and I think a lot of that has to do with the weight. But that being said, I think he's just too much for Mendes to handle, but this could maybe be the night where he doesn't show up, so he may be onto something there.
Of course, he is a member of Team Alpha Male along with Uriah Faber up there in Sacramento, California, as is the world bantamweight champion, the man that took out, of course, Renan Borrell, Mr. T.J. Dillashaw. T.J. Dillashaw and Borrell, are they going to try to do that again, or any word on that, or what are they doing?
I haven't heard any word on that. I would guess that they're going to try to set up like a Dominic Cruz fight. Maybe they'll have Dominic Cruz fight Borrell, and then the winner of that maybe would fight Dillashaw or something like that, I think, is more within the cards.
Now, Dominic Cruz, a guy that went out, I think he had torn his ACL in his right knee, tore it in his left knee. Yikes. And, of course, coming back with that spectacular win, is he really that good?
You know, it's hard to say just off of one win. You know, that win didn't tell us a lot. But, I mean, from the little bit that we saw of him, I thought that it looked like the old Dominic Cruz, but maybe with a little more power. So it's interesting to see. I think he's definitely a good addition to the division.
Speaking of the division, the guy that I like the most in the division is Uriah Faber, the California kid. He fits in there well. I mean, him and Dillashaw are teammates. You know, there's he lost to Borrego, and it was a bit controversial when he had his hand up. Do you think that was a quick stop by Herb Dean, or was he just preventing the inevitable, do you think? Well, I mean, what's your opinion on that one?
I think it was kind of both. I do think it was a quick stop. But the way that it was going, it kind of did look like Faber was probably going to lose that fight. It's hard to say. Like, if Burrell was able to rock him that easily, it's hard to envision him really winning that fight. But you never know. Maybe he would have recovered and won. Maybe Burrell would have faded and we would have had a different champion. So I don't know. I do think it was an early stoppage, though.
Zach Attack Young is our guest, folks. Of course, he is the co-host of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Speaking of Mr. T.J. Dillashaw, Uriah Faber. Wait, what do you think Uriah Faber weighs when you see him on TV doing these, like he's in the corner and things like that? What do you think he weighs when he fights at 135? What's your guess?
He looks like he's walking around in the 160s or something like that.
Oh, I'm thinking more than that. I was thinking he was in the 70s. I mean, good. He looks huge.
Yeah, he does. I'm hoping that he'll be in shape for his next fight.
Okay, now GSP is coming back. Will he be back at 170 again or what?
I don't know. He might move up. I would guess he would stay at 170. That seems like a logical decision for him, and I think it'll be interesting to see how he comes back, what he has left.
Do you think that's too big of a jump, 15 pounds from 170 to 185 in the UFC, and then from 185 to 205 pounds? You know, I'm not for a guy that wants 1,000 different weight classes, but I could just see spots where guys can make like here's a classic example. One guy may be able to make one weight and not making another weight and looking good at it was BJ Penn. At 155, he was okay. 145, he looked probably better. But at 155, he was okay. But at 170, he was just, like, too small. So I think there are certain guys that just can't make that transition from one weight class to another because of the difference in between as far as the size are concerned. What do you think?
Yeah, I got to agree. I think it's definitely really drastic, and it takes a special fighter to really be able to traverse the weight classes. One fighter that's talking about doing that is Conor McGregor. He's talking about moving up to lightweight. And it'll be interesting to see. He's fought at lightweight before, but it'll be interesting to see, like, if he can succeed where others have failed in the past.
Is he Chael Sonnen that can fight?
I would say so. You know, he definitely has more ability than Chael Sonnen, especially when it comes to striking. I think he's going to be a big draw for the UFC in the next few years.
Okay, UFC 179, worth paying for tonight?
I think it's a good event, yeah, I think so. I think even the main event's compelling because Chad Mendes has improved a lot.
Okay. Mark Hunt stepping in to take the spot of Cain Velasquez, which made Pedro was like curdle his milk because, of course, we had Cain Velasquez live on last week's show. But Mark Hunt stepping in against Fabrice Werdum, I got less than a minute. What do you think there?
I think it's an interesting fight. I still would lean on Werdum to win, but I do think that Mark Hunt, he's improved a lot, and he's gotten that knockout streak going.
He's a Samoan, man. That's what they do. They knock people out in bars. When you have a Samoan bouncer at a club, you can guarantee that if there's a fight going on, somebody's getting drilled, because inside of 30 seconds, they're the greatest fighters in the world. Hey, Zach Attack, I'll see you tonight.
All right, see you tonight, Pedro. Looking forward to it.
Zach Attack Young and myself, Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio. And here's my buddy, the great Rick Stevens, singing Pedro and Scott Cuddy's national anthem.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, I listened to last week's show because I was trying to pick something up, and I usually don't listen to old shows, and I caught myself saying that Ronnie Spector sang the song, and Scott Cuddy did not correct me. Shame on him. This is the great Darlene Love, 2012 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Of course, he's a rebel. Yeah, that is me to an extent. I mentioned Iran Barkley a little bit earlier in the boxing segment of the show. Of course, he's former middleweight and light heavyweight champion as far as the world of boxing is concerned. He's hospitalized in New York after suffering a minor stroke and is in fair condition. Not good. Not good. When I last saw him in, I guess it was about 15 years ago, make it 10 years ago, at the Garden in Las Vegas, in Madison Square Garden in New York City, he asked me if I can get him a fight. I felt so sad. I mean, here was the guy with, you know, his eyebrows all puffed up and over, and you could tell he'd been a fighter and things like that. And he was a hell of a fighter. I mean, you know, he really brought it. Each time he went to the ring, I mean, he really brought it. That was the blade, Iran Barkley. Suffering a stroke in the New York City hospital as I speak. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, the Saturday show is 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then, of course, we go Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius Satellite, XM Satellite Radio. Listen, we got it going on all over the place. Over, I think, last count, it was over 21 internet platforms, including TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com and iTunes. So until next week, tune us in.